Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We have Rosemary Bell from United Ministries with us this afternoon. You didn't know you were coming into all this excitement this afternoon.
I sure didn't.
And earlier this afternoon, I was down there with our governor, Henry McMaster, was here in town. I happened to give him was at a news conference with him afterwards, asked him a couple of questions. We've posted some of his answers on Facebook, but I got to tell you, Rosemary, he came out from down there in Phineas Horn down there, and he was coming up for where the news presser was going to be, and he walked out, and I handed him a pen as he was walking over to get mic'd up and everything, and he goes, "Oh, thank you." I said, "You really need to look at this pen, Governor." So he flipped it up and he looked at it and it said, "I got my picture taken with President Donald Trump, WCRS, January 21st, and he got a laugh about it. Well, the whole time he is standing there doing the presser, he's holding the pen in his hand. And he said, "Ann, I've got That's a couple awesome. Of pictures."
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So anyways, it was a nice afternoon. Nice to have the governor here in town. He also made some excellent comments that I did get a little video of. It's on our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio. Check it out. But Music for Ministry, United Ministries, I mean, such an organization that is growing. This is the third year, is this
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Third, it's hard to believe.
Yep.
Third year.
I talked to you the first year, and it was, you were really nervous when I talked to you about how this was going to come off.
Yes, yes.
And I think, didn't it rain that year, that first year?
I think it off did. I think it did. And, oh, it was before the monsoon.
Yeah.
We had the thousand-year flood.
Yes.
Exactly. It was like 2 weeks before that, but luckily it was all inside.
Right.
And we weren't sure really what we were doing at the time, but things went great. It was very successful, and we're just building on it every year, and hopefully the excitement's starting to build. People are seeing our banners and table tents and that, so it is a great event. It really is a great event.
And what made it start? What started it? What was the idea behind it?
Well, actually, I started at the ministry in January of 2014, and I was at the Catholic Church for a Lenten luncheon, and the pastor at the time told me, he said, "You know what, y'all need some kind of fundraiser that is yours, that is only yours."
A signature event.
Yes, and so got me thinking about it, and then I got a bunch of pastors together just to update them on what we were doing later in the year, threw that idea out, and one of the other pastors said, "I think it would be great. Call it Kingdom Fest or something, some kind of a concerty thing with food." And that's really how it all started. And I started sitting there thinking about it. Why don't we bring churches together to do the concert? We don't have to pay a ton of money to get Chris Tomlin, because I'm sure we can't get him or Third Day. Right. But, you know, we have such great talent anyway in
we
our
do.
Churches.
Yep. And that's how it started.
Yes, that is how it all started, that little blurb that he said, and then the few things after that. And
you know, it really is great to see when churches come together. Sometimes it's hard to get groups to work together.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you know, you say that, Ann, last year, you know, the first year, like I said, we were planning. We really didn't know what we were doing, but it was very successful. And it was about the funding being raised that first year. That's what we focused on. Last year, we pulled such a diverse group of churches together. And, you know, the venue changed. And what happened was, the funding is very important, but the biggest thing that happened was all age groups, races, denominations, we all came together during that 4 or 5 hours. And they put on this concert that was absolutely awesome. And people were grabbing me afterwards going, "We need to be doing more of this. We need to be doing more of this in our community, putting everything aside and coming together like people that really do care about one another." And so it was just awesome. So I'm thinking, you know, the funding is great, and I tell people that now. The funding is what we do it for, but really, God has a whole bigger plan with all of that than you know, just that funding. So we're hoping this year is going to be even better.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's particularly well-timed when we look at how things are. not so much in our area, but across the state, across the country, when we see the strife and the antagonism that is going on, to have something where people are able to come together regardless of race or denomination or any of these things.
Yes, and just enjoy themselves. And, you know, food, you have food, they will come. I've always heard that.
Right, so. And you're a believer.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We have some great barbecue for the event every year as well, so... Yes. So that's a plus.
So where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Northside Baptist Church. This is our second year at Northside, and their Family Life Center. It's set up perfectly, has the platform, plenty of room for tables and chairs, and then just chairs if people, you know, want to come in and listen to the concert after they've shopped the silent auction and just come in and listen to the music. And we have great place to have the silent auction. It's just a great venue. Works out perfectly.
Well, particularly if you're a growing venue.
Yes, yes. And we're hoping to fill it with a lot more tables this year, you know, tables and chairs. So, and I've heard they have a whole lot of tables and chairs that can be pulled out if we,
So what time is it?
Starts at 11 o'clock is our first first group, Siloam Baptist Church. They start us off at 11. And it runs, the worship teams and the choirs are 15 minutes, and then the dancers and the solos have 10 minutes. So it goes all the way till 3 o'clock, and 2:45 we finish with New Springs worship team. So we've got something for everyone. There's young people performing, Greenwood Christian School's worship team, RJ Poor, who's a young man that has a phenomenal voice, the Adams Sisters. We've got all ages and, like I said, all denominations coming together with all kind of music and dancing.
That's great. I know you're excited about it. I know a lot of people. It takes a lot of people to put this all together.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I know you're excited to have all everybody. Now, is there a cost to go to this event?
Yes. It is $10 for the ticket for the adults, and children's tickets are $5. And the ticket price includes admission to the event. Adults get a barbecue sandwich plate, and then the kids get a barbecue slider plate, so just a little bit smaller, and the children's plates are for 10 and under.
So, just so people... really, you're buying lunch.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to look at it, you're buying lunch.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't want to make it so outrageous that people, you know, fundraisers a lot of times, I think, have big ticket prices, and that's great.
They seem to grow ticket prices, even if they don't start there.
Right, right. And you know, we've kept ours at $10 because we feel like that's a fair price, and most people can, you know, afford to come by and eat with us, even if they're going shopping to Greenville or something that day. Stop in and have the barbecue and listen to some great music and shop.
That's true. That's true. So it. But the big thing that I think that sometimes United Ministries is one of those quiet organizations that operates really under the radar so often. People in need know that it's a place they can go, but I think a lot of our people that are listening right now may say, oh, United Ministries, but they don't really know what United Ministry does.
Right, right. So, and I hear that when I go and talk, I hear, wow, we didn't know that you did all of the things that you do, because we are not the glory hounds. We are not out in everybody's face with our hands out. People
actually,
that need
your
us.
Volunteers are.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. We have some great volunteers that really rally our events and stuff. And but you know, we are the quiet nonprofit, and there's so many different services that the ministry offers to people in life and medical crisis.
And like what type of things?
Well, the crisis ministry assists people who are being evicted from their homes, or they're having their utilities disconnected because they've gone through some type of life crisis. We have a small food pantry that's an emergency pantry. We are not the food bank. Mm-hmm. My friend Wendy does an awesome job at the food bank, but we just have ours for our clients and patients that need it. We do intervention programs to help our clients who come in and aren't working, or maybe they're just struggling trying to figure out how to budget. We have a pastor that does budget coaching for us, and we have a great partnership with the Goodwill Job Connection to help people do job searches and find jobs. And then, of course, there's the medical clinic that is just awesome. The services that are provided, you know, through the medical clinic for people who cannot afford our affordable care and do not qualify for Medicaid.
I caught a little cynicism there, Rosemary.
Darn, I tried to do it so you couldn't catch it. Darn. But they don't qualify for Medicaid, and they don't have anything. And I would be remiss if I did not thank, I always like to publicly thank Self-Regional Healthcare for the support from the very beginning. 20 years ago, the clinic started, and they have been such a wonderful support. We could not do what we do through the clinic without the grant that we receive from Self-Regional. And we have about 1,200 people that count on us for their medical care. Just like I have a cold, I go to my doctor. We are their primary care facility, and they come in just like you and I do to our physicians, and we feel like we offer quality care to them and respect them when they come in.
Now, United Ministries is made up of what?
Well, we started with 11 churches back in 1995. We have over 61 churches now who help fund us financially. Like I said, the grant from Self-Regional. We do have, you know, some non-state and federal funding that does come in during the year as well. And then personal donations. We have so many people that support us. I mean, checks just kind of randomly come in. And, you know, I watch the bank account go up and down and up and down and up and down, you know, every month. And I never worry about it. I just never worry. That's one thing I learned when I got there. Don't worry about it, because if you're staying to the mission and doing what you're supposed to do, the money will be there, and it has. And in fact, with the accountability programs that we're doing, we are starting to help people with more funding toward their eviction, toward their utility disconnection than ever before, because we have people that come in now that truly are in life crisis.
Now, do you think that you're seeing more people because the economy is worse, or what do you think? What kind of play does the economy have in the people, the clients that you see?
Well, it definitely has an effect. I know before I came, you know, there was a lot of issues with our economy. Mm-hmm. And I think there were a whole lot more clients at that time because so many people were unemployed. So many people didn't have jobs, looking for jobs, couldn't make ends meet. And what we're seeing since I've been there 3.5 years, what we're seeing is more people are coming in that are employed. Now, maybe they're not working 40 hours a week, but you know that before they weren't working and now they are working. So I think that a lot of things just play into it. I think the economy, and I think people are realizing that they want to try to sustain themselves instead of counting on someone else to sustain them.
Well, I think that's a great message. Now, one of the things you were telling me earlier, that you even have a job board right there at the ministry.
Yes, we do. And it's something we started 2 months ago, because when people would come in and say, we'd say, have you been looking for a job? Well, I don't know where to look, or I've looked everywhere. Well, when we're out, the volunteers and the staff, when we're out in Greenwood and about, and we see hiring, and I even get emails every day about jobs that are being posted, we will go to that board. It's a wash and white board, and we just write it on there. And we've actually had clients copy down the information and then come back and say, wow, thank y'all for putting that up there, because, you know, I was able to get hired on at such and such. Sure. Because I didn't know about that lead. So it is really, it's a great thing that we offer that to them, because we are serious about trying to help people sustain themselves.
Now, I know one of the things that y'all do when somebody goes to United Ministries, you actually have volunteers that have to fill out an intake form about the person.
Yes.
This
yes.
is not just a handout, is
right.
it?
Right. There are a lot of guidelines, guidelines that were set up way before I ever got there. And the reason it was set up is because those 11 churches 20 years ago, 21 years ago, people come to the churches when they're in need, and those churches have a hard time trying to figure out who to help, who not to help, so they end up helping everyone. And with the ministry, the guidelines were set up, and we have things in place that help us to make sure that we're giving truthful information, and not every single person that comes in gets assistance. And I know that some people think, well, that's kind of harsh, but it just depends on how they stack up against those initial guidelines. Once they get through the initial phase, they move on to the interview phase with the volunteer, and the volunteer will sit down with them one-on-one, private room, and find out where they really are. Because so many times we can assist with an eviction, but we find out a whole lot more about the person as we're sitting there developing that relationship with them. And I'm big on relationship building. I think, you know, I feel like you have to connect with them to find out where else we can provide service or refer them for services in the community that they have no idea are available.
And I think what, I think I'm right on this, you don't really take any federal money.
No state or federal funding. That was set up by the first board, and the board still stands with that. And it's obvious, Ann, because we want to continue to pray with the clients and share the gospel. So that's, you know, and like I said, I've seen that checking account go up and down and up and down. And I just don't worry about it. It's there when we need it, and we're able to help lots and lots of people.
Now, I think you even have a dental clinic that is a big part.
Yes, we do. Our dental clinic is 12 years old, and we have 8 dentists currently who provide free service to the ministry. They remain anonymous because that's how they want it to be. They extract teeth. When we see really bad teeth come in, our group actually assesses them and interviews, and then we make the appointments with those dentists for those extractions.
And sometimes that is the only thing you can do.
Yes.
And if you don't do something about that, you can have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
You can die. I mean,
the teeth. Yeah. People don't understand how the mouth affects the whole body. And, you know, when they have bad teeth, we had a man that needed a hip replacement. And he came in, and he had to have like 5 teeth pulled. But they were pulled. He went in for his hip replacement, and he walks everywhere. And I've actually seen him walking, and he's not limping now. He's doing great.
But if he hadn't had the teeth out, they wouldn't have been able to do the hip replacement.
Right.
Because you can't have an infection.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And, you know, in my previous life, I was a prevention person. So I'm all about preventing disease. So another layer of that has happened this year. We have a dental hygienist who comes in once a month. And she does visual oral screens, just checks their mouth out, kind of sees where there's gum disease, where their cleaning needs to be done, if there's something that is going to manifest itself. And she can refer into that dental clinic so that if there is an issue, the dentist can take a look at it, you know, before they end up in the ER with pain. And we also provide dental care kits that have mouthwash, floss, toothbrush, and toothpaste, and she teaches them about the importance of prevention.
Yeah. So, you know, and it is sad that so many of the people that you're dealing with don't really have any idea.
It is.
That's just been missed in their growth.
Right, right. So it's a beautiful thing that you know, we're able to provide that new level to our dental program.
Sure. And then if the person has children, that they can pass that on to their children, and you can hopefully break the cycle.
That's right.
Of bad,
that's
right. Just on teeth, just
that's
teeth alone.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, we are here with Rosemary Bell. If you'd like to give a question or give us a call, don't hesitate. 229-7984. It is almost time for South Carolina Radio News. 229-7984. Call us if you've got a question. News is up. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're back. right here, WCRS Studios in my beautiful studio, 637 East Durst. It's coming together. It's not quite done, but it's getting there. It's pretty neat, though, isn't
yes,
it, Rosemary?
Yes, it is. And I love the James Brown on the wall
isn't
over there.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Ernest Lee. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. I feel
awesome.
Good. We're here this afternoon with Rosemary Bell. She is the executive director of United Ministries, and they're getting ready to have an excellent fundraiser, but a lot of fun for everybody. Music for ministry, and it is going to be August 26th. And where is it going to be?
Northside Baptist Church here in Greenwood.
And that's a Saturday. So, and what are the times for this?
11 to 3. Starts at 11, done by 3 o'clock.
And the deal is tickets for adults are $10, but then it includes lunch. So what better deal than that?
Right. And don't forget that great silent auction.
Yeah.
$19,000 worth of merchandise donated from our community. And we've been overwhelmed with the items that have come in. It's just awesome. So you don't want to miss this great event.
Can you give us an idea what some of the big items are?
Yes.
Yes, I can, Ann.
Yes, I'm glad you asked, Ann. We have a Yeti cooler, which is always a wonderful thing that everybody loves. We have horseback riding lessons. We have packages with a bed and breakfast, theater tickets, and dinner in Newberry, Abbeville, and Greenwood.
How about that?
So we've gotten that. We have pontoon rides with picnic lunches, lots of gift cards. Lots of gift cards. So I don't want anybody thinking it's all high end or it's all low end.
Yeah, but that's
there's something for everybody. Pet supplies, pet baskets, beauty baskets, jewelry, just everything. There is just so much stuff. And we kept thinking last year we had about 10,000 donated, and when we got to 12, we were going,
woo-hoo!
Man, this is cool. But yesterday we hit 19,000, so we're amazed.
And I guess if somebody was so moved, you could still take more.
Yes,
you're
we
not
could.
Cutting it off, are you?
Probably by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
This is a good opportunity to
yes,
be on the radio.
Absolutely. Today. 5 o'clock tomorrow. That sounds good. We've got to get our listing. We've got most of everybody typed up on our listing because we want to get that on the on our internet and Facebook so people can see all the wonderful donors that we've had in Greenwood. It's just been phenomenal. It's really been phenomenal.
And if somebody wants to donate, how would they go about doing that?
They can actually call me at the ministry. My number is 864-223-9144.
Okay.
And I am there tomorrow from 9 until 5.
Okay.
So,
let's make those phones ring and
yes,
see what we
absolutely,
can do.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you start these things, I presume, with minimum bids.
Yes, we do. We do. And we added something new this year. We actually have a buy it now line.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people come in and they might come at 11 or 12 and they're not going to be there at 2 because the auction ends at 2, although there's music till 3. And a lot of people come early, leave. Some people come back. Some people come late. But if there's an item that you just got to have. I know my daughter got in a battle with a Yeti cooler last year and she didn't get it because they were bidding, they were right there at each other every second putting down, the bid, and then it came right to the time of cutoff and she didn't get it. So if you're dying to get that item, there is a buy it now. It's a little more than what the item actually the value of the item, but you can take it home. You can just go ahead and eat your barbecue, listen to the music, and take those items home.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. It's buy it now on everything, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yes, it's on every single thing we have, even the small gift cards, for favorite restaurants and stuff. It's there for everything.
Well, that's great. And, of course, it is a fundraiser
yes.
to help with all the missions, all the things that you do at United Ministry. So, Northside Baptist Church, it's going to be in their big hall there, plenty of room. You've got all types of groups coming in from different churches.
Yes.
Now, some are singing, some are dancing.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
We have worship teams. We have choirs, we have praise dancers, we also have soloists. So, and we do have a pastor from one of our churches who is in a flute group. called Southern Winds. And they're awesome. They've been there all 3 years, and they're awesome. And they're in there as well. So like I said, there is something for, I don't want people thinking it's all contemporary music and they don't really like it, because there is something for everyone.
And the other thing is, these are relatively short performances,
yes.
Like 15 minutes?
Yes, 15 is the longest for the worship teams and choirs. And then the soloists and dancers have 10 minutes. So it moves quickly. And it's we had a lady come last year. She was just coming for the barbecue. And she came, and she came over to our office to pick up all of her silent auction things. And she said, I just came for barbecue at 11. And I was still there at 3. It was fantastic. And I actually got Christmas shopping done. She said it was great.
Well, that's a good thing.
So, yeah. So we're hoping she comes back again this year and brings her friends.
Brings her pocketbook.
Yes. Yeah. That's nice. That's nice for her to bring her pocketbook, too.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what's going on. It's the third year. Now, can you give us, how much money have you raised from it?
We actually right now have about $8,000. That's our sponsors so far. That's the money we have in hand today. And our first year, now this is what we netted, not our gross. The first year we did it, we netted $7,900, which was awesome.
Was yeah.
Our second year was right at 15. It was 14.8.
Wow.
So we've got a goal of 20 this year. And, you know, the steering committee set 20. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. And we feel very optimistic about it. And we'll see how things go.
That's excellent. Okay, so this is for the Music for Ministry concert. It is Saturday, August 26, 11 to 3. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids 10 and under,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And they get lunch too.
They sure do. They sure do.
So it's a bargain, even if you just say, well, you got to have lunch anyways.
There you go.
$10.
It really is.
And
it's a good
barbecue cause.
You know, it's a great. And I have to say, I have to mention who's cooking it. James Charles is cooking our barbecue. That's Chad Charles' dad of Habitat. James does an awesome job. He has his own sauces and rubs. And so we're looking forward to that delicious mouth-watering barbecue again this year.
And it will be just, it's the weekend before Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, that's kind of the end
of
summer, and football will be starting up. So
school's just come in, and so it's one of those celebration kind of weekends to get you ready for Labor Day the next weekend.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's a good thing if you want to call Rosemary tomorrow and say you would like to make a donation or have something you'd like to give to the silent auction, 223-9144, 9 to 5. If she's going to have those phones ringing off the hook with people that
hopefully
want
so.
To get
yes,
in.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. And I guess pretty much anything they want to donate would be okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like I said, we've gotten everything. There's some things that have come in, I've gone, wow, that's pretty cool. Never seen one of those before. That's really neat. So we've gotten everything. Everything you can imagine. Paintings, lots of different stuff.
That's cool. Now, one of the things I did want to talk about, because they are the unsung heroes of what goes on at United Ministries, and we'll go back through some of the things that you do. But one of the things is you not could do this, not without all the volunteers
that
work with it. And I know every year you do a nice thank you.
We do. Yes, we do. In February, the 4th Friday of February, and we have about 50 volunteers between all of the different areas of the ministry, and we can't thank them enough. I mean, there's not enough words, there's not enough that we could say or do for them to thank them for all the hours and the time and the love and compassion that they show people, you know, in need in our community. We do have a chocolate candy dish that has to stay full. And when I was hired there, they said that candy dish is the volunteer's pay. You make sure it always has variety chocolate and it's full.
And that's so, pretty good.
And so some days I'm a little slack and they go, Rosemary, we need some chocolate. But yeah, we could never do all of the things that we do without the volunteers. And
I know one of the things you do, you keep up with their hours.
We do. We do.
And the hours that they put forth.
Oh, my
here.
Goodness. Yes. Last year it was something like 1500 hours with a value of $250,000. Some huge, enormous figure.
And
so,
you don't have that large a staff.
No, we don't. We I'm full-time, and our clinic coordinator and the administrative assistant for medical are 32 hours a week. And then we have a half-time crisis ministry administrative assistant. So we're a small staff, very small staff, but volunteers with big hearts.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's what it takes. And, you know, if it wasn't a good organization, you know, you wouldn't have the volunteers.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
So
that tells you a lot about the quality of the organization and what they do. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that United Ministry does that you might not know about. Yeah, there's more, folks, so don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here reminiscing about the good old days.
The good old days.
Well, you said, you know, WLMA. A lot of people remember WLMA. WLMA, and of course, part of the thing about WLMA, of course, it's no longer in business, but it was certainly a force here in Greenwood.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you were talking about how you've always been in prevention. Mm-hmm. And Ron Moore, yeah. God rest his soul.
Yes.
Everybody knew Ron Moore.
Yes.
And Ron, I used to smoke like a fiend.
Yes. And I came in and talked about disease prevention every time I talked with him.
And smoking cessation.
Yes. Smoking, tobacco cessation, whatever you want to call it. Cessation. And he'd say, I know I need to quit.
And that was the end of the discussion. Go ahead and talk, Rosemary.
Right.
I'm not listening to you. I hope everybody else is.
Yeah.
There you
something
go.
Something like that.
Yep. But anyways, here we are. We're at WCRS. WCRS is getting ready to have their 76th anniversary coming up the 1st of September.
Wow.
76 years here in Greenwood. The last radio station to get its FCC license before World War II.
Interesting.
In the state of South Carolina, the last one. And interesting to note is that when they did that, it wasn't long after that, we were in World War II. All our engineers and everything that were here got called off for the government because they needed engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And women and children were left running WCRS.
How about that?
Isn't that awesome?
That's
little
really
trivia?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So, see, women can run things. And back to doing it again. But, Rosemary, we wanted to talk about a little bit more about United Ministry and all the things that they do. We've talked about the dental clinic. We've talked about you've started prevention. You have a small food pantry. You help people in distress, whether it's power bills, evictions. What else do you do?
Well, we do. We have a relationship with many of the other nonprofits and agencies in Greenwood, particularly Pathway House. Pathway House has been an awesome addition to Greenwood. When I came 3.5 years ago, there was no homeless shelter. And my second week on the job, it was 10 and 12 degrees outside. And that really hurt. When I'd go home, I would just feel the hurt for people that had no place to go, and they would have to leave the makeshift shelters at that time at 40 degrees.
Yep.
And so it was really just hard for me to put my arms around all that. And people would say, there's no homelessness in Greenwood. Oh, yes, there is. And
they're very quiet, and they don't see them.
That's right. That's right.
True.
And so we formed that partnership with Pathway House, and they've just been awesome.
And now that they've added the women's part.
Oh, it's just, we've been waiting for that. So that's been a blessing as well. And Ken Kelly you know, has done a fabulous job. He really has. And, you know, we make referrals to Meg's house if we have people that come in, and maybe we'll find out on those interviews that there is some domestic abuse going on. We have talked to Connie Maxwell, the Family Care Ministry. Mm-hmm. We've sent people there for that. So we are a great referral facility for people when they don't know what else to do.
And the problem is, when you're in the middle of something as a client,
right,
you may not be able to figure out your way out.
That's
so it's
right.
Great that there's a service there that can talk to,
yes,
and help and be a non-involved in the center of your problem,
right,
and help you see your way out of your problem.
Right, right. And I think people sometimes, what I've seen is that I always get the tough ones, the ones that come in and, you know, they'll say, Rosemary, you might need to talk to this one. So I know when that happens that I am supposed to be the one talking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many times people come in with that tough exterior. But when you start letting them know how much you care, that you really want to listen to them,
mm-hmm,
and you care for them and you want to try to find the best help for them, they start turning to mush, and then they'll start talking. And it's, I mean, for me, it's rewarding. A lot of my friends say, oh man, I don't know how you do what you do, but we're all different. You know,
sure,
we all have different gifts and talents, and I love listening to people. I love connecting with people and having relationships with people. So, and I think you have to with this kind of work.
Now, just out of curiosity, people that you have helped, they ever come back around and say thank you?
We don't have a ton of them,
mm-hmm,
but when they do, it is amazing. It's refreshing. It's really refreshing. We've had quite probably a handful that have come back and said, hey, you talked to me about a job like I had talked about earlier, and they come back and say, thank you for talking to me about sustaining my family and the importance. I knew you cared about me. So I did go out, and I tried to find a job, and I actually found a job.
Mm-hmm.
There are those that come in and say, Can y'all just pray with me? I need somebody to pray with me. I'm going through a tough time. That's awesome. You know, when people can come in and feel that way about the ministry. So, you know, we want people to understand, like I said, we don't help every single person that comes in because you can't. You
right.
can't really help everyone.
Yep.
But you try to help them through whatever that life crisis is they have going on the best way you can, whether it's referral, whether it's with that dollar assistance, which the money never goes to the client, by the way. It always goes to a landlord or the utility companies. But whatever way we can help, that's really why we're there. I had a girl come in yesterday that just wanted somebody to talk to her. And, you know, it takes time out of your day. And some days you just sit there going, I don't have time. But then, yes, I do have time, because if this person came in, I try to tell myself they're here talking to me for a reason. There's a reason they're in. And it might be that I've gotten so much into myself at that, you know, hour before, that it's that checkpoint of get out of yourself for a minute here and
sure.
think about somebody else.
Now, where is United Ministry?
We're located at 1404 Edgefield Street, which is right across the street from Self Regional.
It's a little building.
It's a little small brick cinder block building. The sign is blue, and most people, because Greater Greenwood United Ministry is the same size as the free medical clinic part of the sign. And if I say Greater Greenwood United Ministry, people look at me funny, and I go, the free medical clinic? Oh, yeah, I know where that is. I know where that is.
Right.
So you may know us as the free medical clinic on the corner, but we're right across the street from Self Regional.
Absolutely. And now, what type of hours do you have there?
The crisis ministry is open Monday through Friday from 9 until 11:30. The medical clinic is open all day on Monday and Tuesday. We do new patient interviews and dental interviews on Wednesday afternoon. And then Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, that's our evening clinic where all the people are volunteering. The doctors, the nurses,
mm-hmm.
Everyone volunteers on Thursday evening, and it's such a great place to be on Thursday evening, because you see these people that are so tired when they walk in the door, but they have just that little bit of juice left to come in and take care of these people in need.
I think some of those are interns, aren't they?
We do have some residents, but we
right.
always try to have a physician as well. We've got some great docs in town that have been volunteering for years, and they've just really taken on because they love serving through that clinic. And we always have a resident on Tuesday afternoons with the nurse practitioner and Thursday evenings. But like I said, we like to have our doctors there.
You know, one of the things that I think, and this goes to churches, a lot of churches like to do missions in South America, Haiti, all these different places. But in my opinion, there's no better place than to serve right here our own community. There is poverty, unbelievable poverty right here.
Yes, it really is. And irregardless of whether it's because of life choices or it is true poverty, it doesn't matter. It is still here in Greenwood. And the great thing about Greenwood United Ministry is the money that comes in, the money that we take in, stays right here.
Yep.
And we use it for the clients and the residents here.
I think that's a huge thing. You know, we talk about, healthy learners is another good one. And one of the things that she had shared with us about the level of poverty right here in our own community, and yet we don't really see it, but it is here.
Yes, it
is. And I think that goes to United Ministries.
It is. And, you know, these children that are coming up in this poverty, they don't know another life.
Correct.
This is their life, and they don't know that you can live a different way. That blows my mind, because we take for granted the things that we have so many times, and the way we live is the way we live. But you think about these kids that are coming through this, and they have no idea that there's something out there that's so much bigger than this.
That's right. And this is WCRS. I think on that same vein, they have a lot of, they watch TV and they have these ideas that are so much beyond.
Yes.
But they don't realize that they have the power to do so much within themselves.
Right.
Whether they achieve stardom or they just become a doctor or a teacher or whatever.
That's right. I tell my grandchildren all the time, you are only limited by what you think you can do. You're only limited by what you think you can do. If you think you can't, you can't. But if you think you can, I have a grandson named Austin Tyler Johnson. Man, that's a good Texan name.
That's
you know,
right.
It has no Texas roots, but I always tell him, I always joke with him and say, buddy, you could be president one day. Austin Tyler Johnson, what a great name that is.
Well, you know, and I think in the ways society has been over the last few years and the economy and all the things, our kids really, if they survive and thrive and become all that they can be, that really is a testament to the people that were there for
them. That's right. That's exactly right. And sometimes it's not mom or dad. Sometimes it's teachers and Sunday school teachers and pastors and just people that love on them.
Right.
You know, that just people that love on them.
So there's a lot of good coming out of United Ministry. If you would like to donate something for their auction, their silent auction, you can do it through tomorrow. Call Rosemary 223-9144. Don't forget to put this on your calendar.
Yes,
it is
please.
August 26th from 11 to 3 at Northside Church. And as always, if you want to find out more about United Ministry, give them a call. Talk to them. Go see what they're doing down there. They do a lot of good for our community. And, you know, not everybody knows it. But since you listen to WCRS today, you do. Thanks,
yes.
Rosemary.
Thank you so much, Ann. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. This is WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.